Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from Thought for the Day again this Friday morning. Trust you're keeping well as we continue in difficult days in all of this lockdown. So many deaths and sorrow across the world. Sad times and many, many sad homes. Last week, I brought your attention to Psalm 32. And I said that there, the psalm divided into three. And last week, we looked at the first five verses of that psalm, that lovely psalm. And this morning, I would like to look at the next section, the next two verses, verses 6 and 7. And I trust that you'll read with me and follow with me in Psalm 32 and verse 6 and 7. We said last week that this psalm is the psalm of the blessed man or the happy man. And verses 1 to 5, we saw that it was the blessing of God's forgiveness. The blessing of God's forgiveness. When we are able to identify with the blessed man and no sins forgiven, and communion with God. And that brings us tremendous peace and comfort in such a troublesome world today. We are at peace and have communion with the great sovereign God of heaven. And that's a real encouragement to us in the midst of a land that's gripped with death and illness and worry and anxiety. So much to the fore. Verses 6 and 7, we have the blessing of God's deliverance and preservation. The blessing of God's deliverance and preservation. Verses 6 and 7 of Psalm 32. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto thee. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. David is now back, and the psalmist is now back in a state of blessing and communion with God. And the first two words of this verse 6 refers to for this. Verse 6 opens with those two words, for this. And that is this state of forgiveness and blessing. The slate is clean, and the forgiveness is sweet, and should always be very sweet to us. Forgiveness is a widespread problem. And friends, it's real good to we make excuses for ourselves, and we try to justify ourselves, but forgiveness is something, and a clean slate is something that's a real blessing to us. Before we leave that, those first five verses, there's so much in them. And before we leave that first part again, I notice that there's some lovely trees in it. In verses 1 and 2, David describes his sin in three ways. Whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. He describes his sin as transgressions and sin and iniquity. And that's the extensiveness of sin. Transgressions and sin and iniquity. And God in his forgiveness also describes it in three. He says his transgressions is forgiven and his sin is covered and his iniquity is not imputed to him. And there's another three. And those are lovely threes. And in verse 5, David describes his repentance in three ways as well. I acknowledge my sin, and mine iniquity have I not hid. And I said, I will confess my transgressions. And there you have those same three again in David's acknowledgement. He acknowledged his sin. His iniquity he didn't cover over or hide, and I will confess my transgressions. And God is always looking for sorrow over sin and a brokenness over sin. And when God is looking for repentance, he wants reality and genuineness. And this will always be met with great forgiveness. And all of that, friends, makes the opening two words of verse 6 so real, when it says in verse 6, for this forgiveness. David's back in a state of blessing with God. And verse 6 reads, for this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. And that word godly there is most often translated saint in Scripture. That word godly. And we have it on the same pages of your Bible in Psalm 31 verse 23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. And that's the same word there that's used for godly there in verse 6. And of course, godly people are a praying people. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee. And godly people are a praying people. And when we read of Paul's conversion in Acts chapter 9, nearly the first place that we find him, it says in Acts chapter 9 verse 11, behold he prayeth, behold he prayeth. And verse 6b, there is surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto thee. The people of God, in a right relationship with God, will never fear the storms of life. They will have a great confidence and assurance in times of distress and trouble. Troublesome days are days when God's people can find God very near to them. The one who walked on the waters, the troubled waters, is always found with his people. Perilous days can carry with them the assurance of God's nearness. The floods of calamity may sweep the world like today, but they will not come nigh the soul of the godly person. Verse 6. Verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. And here, friends, we have another three. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. And that's another three. David is speaking to God, and that's the answer, a great declaration here. And friends, this is just, verse 7 is just the opposite to what we read in verse 3. In verse 3 he says, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roarings. And verse 7 is the sort of opposite to verse 3. Verse 7 is the declaration of a godly saint. And this hiding place, thou art my hiding place, a shelter in the storm. And friends, we get that hiding place, that record of hiding place, we get that in many of the other psalms. We get it in different psalms. And friends, that's a needful place today. It's a needful place. Friends, we are prone to wonder. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. We battle with the flesh and with the world and with Satan. And we need a hiding place. It's a needful hiding place. And then it's a personal hiding place, because it says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me. Thou shalt compass me about. It's a personal hiding place. And friends, it's a strong hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me. And it's a safe hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. A needful hiding place. A personal hiding place. A strong hiding place. A safe hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. And it's a happy hiding place. Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. God's people are a singing people. It's a happy hiding place. And friends, it's the only hiding place. The only hiding place today. There's no other name under heaven given among men. It's the only hiding place. And it's an available hiding place today. This hiding place is at hand today. And it's an everlasting hiding place. And there's no other hiding place. Friends, today, can I ask you that question? Have you found that hiding place? Where are you running today? Are you running to God? Or are you running away from God? Are you in that hiding place today? Or are you standing outside? Any hiding place or shelter will not do. There's only the one hiding place. The storms are bad, the enemy is powerful, and friends, we need to learn that there's only one hiding place. There's only one good refuge, and that is the eternal God of heaven. And can you say today, can we all say today, that the Lord is my hiding place? Can we say with the psalmist here, Thou art my hiding place, Thou shalt preserve me from trouble, Thou shalt compass me about with the songs of deliverance. Friends, if we are caught in the end of verse 6, if we are caught in the floods of great waters, if we're caught in the floods of great waters, we're not in a good place. Many are searching today. But God wants a complete church. And God wants a good church before he breaks the clouds and comes back again. Those are two lovely verses, friends. The first five verses were the blessing of God's forgiveness. Verses 6 and 7, the blessing of God's deliverance and preservation. I'll just read the last verse of that lovely hymn. How oft in the conflict, when pressed by the foe, I have fled to my refuge and breathed out my woe. How often when trials like sea billows roll, have I hidden in thee, O thou rock of my soul. Trust today, friends, that we know about the hiding place. That we trust that we're in that hiding place today. And we have that security and that confidence in the God and in God our hiding place today. So we trust that these verses, that you'll meditate further on them today, and that they'll be a comfort to your soul. Let us bow briefly just in a word of prayer today. Our Father, we bow reverently and humbly with you today, this morning. We give thanks for the blessings of a new morning and for the goodness of God. We thank you, our Father, for health and strength and the blessings and mercy of God. And Father, we thank you for these verses that bring so much comfort and assurance to us today. And we praise you for the Lord, our hiding place. Father, we pray for our congregation today. We pray for those who are shut in. We pray, our Father, for those in hospital. We pray for our frontline workers serving and working in the hospitals today. Father, bless them and help them and comfort them. We pray for many of our other people who are confined and are unwell. Father, we pray that we will all today know something of God's nearness and God's grace and God's mercy in our lives. So, Father, we commit ourselves to thee. We think of the day and age in which we live. And, Father, we pray for God's people and pray that you'll bless us and help us. And, Father, that we'll be in a good place with God today. And so we give thanks again, our Father, for everything that you mean to us today. And we thank thee for these verses and pray that we'll meditate on them. And we thank you, our Father, for all your preservation and all your goodness to us. And we commend and commit ourselves, our Father, to thee again today in the Saviour's worthy name. Amen.